Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where are the cheapest rings at? Show me the cheapest rings. White gold, yellow gold, cheap gold.
Steel. Stainless steel.
The Miss Congeniality of this season. What a fucking asshole.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I'm more kind of just appalled by... So you're bisexual now, so you're going to fuck women now, and I can't?
That's a harder soundbite to start the show. Nothing says who Rob is than announcing where the cheapest rings. I could almost see Gino doing it because he has a little bit of humor. He's like, we're looking for something more affordable. But
he would be kidding, though, knowing that he's going to get taken for 5 months salary.
Yeah. He just walks in and says that, and it's just like, it makes her feel like garbage, and she already feels like garbage, sadly.
Yes. Well, and that's not even because of him. I think that's just kind of how she walks through life a little bit. I think she has self-esteem issues. But it is, again, I've had it before, but this guy thinks he's God's gift, and he's always going to do the least. Always.
This is Reality Gaze.
Hello, everyone. This is Reality Gaze with Maddie and Poodle. I'm Maddie. She's Poodle, a.k.a. Jacob Anthony, who lives on Mockingbird Lane.
666 Mockingbird Lane.
666 Apartment 9.
Wow. Oh, I get it. Like 69.
Yeah.
I thought this thing is 666 like the devil.
How are you doing today?
I'm well.
Sorry, I'm still relaxed from vacation. I had to have my therapist this morning, and we talked about how my mind had a break. And so I'm just like living in gratitude today.
How great.
I know.
How lovely. Right? I'm back to the grind. I'm in December mode because, y'all, we got 15 days to get a whole month of shit done. That's where I am.
I've decided it's not. Channy told me, she's like, it's not going to get done. Let it go. It's literally not in the stars for you to get it done. You're about to do a Mercury retrograde. It's got to stop. Do it in January.
I think that's lovely. And I think that's a great way to look at it. I've got projects with other people have to get done.
This is why you get fucked in a Mercury retrograde, though. And Bray, you've been so witchy lately. Your intuition's probably telling you this isn't going to get done, but you want to will it to be. And that's when you get ramrodded by the universe.
I've scheduled, I've scheduled some things. When does the Mercury retrograde start?
Next week.
It can't be the 15th.
Look it up.
It better not be the 15th.
Hey, Siri, when does the Mercury retrograde start?
It says this is wrong. It says between, no, not January 28th. I'll look.
God!
Talk about an announcement.
A sissy sent me something that says that Karen Walker from Will and Grace said, I only want to validate and love and respect people. And Jack walks over and goes, "Hey, Karen." And she's like, "Honey, I got to tell you, that faggy little voice of yours is going right through me these days." That's what I feel like. That faggy little voice of yours is going right through me these days. y'all are like me and you're just in it in the holidays and you're on. It is a problem. We try to fit. That's one of the problems of December. We try to fit a whole month into kind of like 16 to 17 active days. And that doesn't work.
Okay. Well,
when's the retrograde?
Oh, I can't find it.
You better tell me. I swear to God.
December 13th.
You're kidding.
No, December 13th or January 1st is when it stations direct. Then there's a little bit of show, but that's when, yeah, the 13th. So next Wednesday or Tuesday. When do you have a project that needs to be done? You got...
So this episode, episode 10, for better or for worse, which is how I'm going to go through December. Send prayers, y'all.
Do your witch spells. You're doing good spells right now.
That's like, a good idea.
You can't beat the universe, but you can ask for smoother things, maybe. I don't know. You really need to get in a coven. At this point,
I do.
Do we have any witch sissies?
Maybe I'll just start a coven.
Do we have a witch sissies?
We do have witches. We do have witch sissies.
Are they in a Facebook group?
Witchies.
Witchies. Witchies. I like that.
That should be.
I love that.
That should be a subgroup of our.
It should.
Yeah. Not sub as in submissive group, but that's a whole other thing.
You know what we should do? We'll remind Jackie. We'll announce it in January. We'll just remind people of all the different subgroups.
Oh, there's so many.
To find. There's like 10 at this point.
There's more than that.
Wow.
There's more than that.
That's crazy. So y'all, if you're on the Facebook
there's
group,
like 20.
Look up, there's like, I know there's like knitting sissies, sober sissies. There's sissies who read. There's a lot of these subgroups.
Book pigs,
yeah.
I'm in the book pigs.
It's great. Now, okay,
Peloton sissies.
We have another tease that I know you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Oh.
You're excited about it, but we don't have enough information, so I'm nervous.
Where's Timmy?
Because Poodle's actually worse than me about announcing shit.
I love it. Because, y'all, there's nothing better than announcing something and then and getting excited for it. That's the best day. And then everything else is like hell.
It's like, I feel like a mother with a willful child. Like I want to tell my husband happy anniversary, but I know that my willful child is just going to interrupt me and say happy anniversary at her happy birthday. And you need to say
it. I am
a
willful child. And
you are.
Willful children are bitches. Special children.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Special children.
And, because they're not like everybody else. They're not like your dish rag child.
They don't really fit in. All right, what do you want to say?
Big news. Huge. Y'all, we are very close to announcing tour dates for 2024.
Yes.
The announcement will be made before the end of January. We are...
End of January.
Please don't DM us.
Don't message
asking
us on
when
the
they
15th,
are. You will know... In plenty of advance when you can buy tickets. You will know. Just follow our socials. Follow our Instagram, which is Reality Gaze Podcast. Sorry, Reality Gaze Podcast is the Instagram. We will give ticket updates there. That's where you can find all of that stuff.
Yes. And Canada, we will see you. That's
yes.
all. We will see you.
Toronto, it's a promise. We're getting...
Possibly another. So
yeah.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Basically, because Jake fucked every American on our last tour. So we got to get her up over in Canuck land to get that Canuck.
Okay, sure.
Isn't that what they say? The Canuck.
Canuck.
Right? Canuck.
Yeah.
Canuck who fucks.
So the tour is going to be called.
Oh, we're announcing that, are we? Oh, okay.
I said that.
I know. I said you just wanted to know, but sure, that's fine.
If you can dream it, tour. If you can dream it, tour. We're all about manifesting this year. We're dreaming so you can cream it later.
It's a third tour, so it's a magic number. Maybe I'll pull tarot cards at each show. No. That's a great idea.
No.
No, I've already decided.
We're not going to have time. I'm in charge of planning the shows, so I say no time.
It's fine. What I love about tour is Jake writes all these scripts. I just go around and see the city. It works out. I do other stuff during the year, so on tour, I'm like, this is his time. Let him shine.
It's going to be rigorously planned.
And I go leisurely eat brunch at a restaurant.
Yeah, how nice is that?
I do other shit in the year that you don't, so it all works out.
So, y'all, tour dates, come see us in 2024. We'll be touring April, basically, maybe in March, but for sure, April, May. We're very excited.
We are.
We can't wait to see you.
I like your socks. They're gay. They're periwinkle.
Thank you.
I'm wearing my Quince
ones. They're from Amazon.
Oh, Quince is the most
Nomaza.
I know they are a sponsor, but I'm not just
Nozama,
saying it.
Sorry.
Mary Payne and I were talking about how comfortable their socks are.
I've only bought other clothes from them. Oh,
I love their socks. Okay, what else?
No
do
one
we
gives
talk
a shit about any of that.
Y'all are crapping holiday spectacular. We'll be coming out, so look for that. We just got a message. I need to respond to it as well. Asked how they give a gift of Patreon. It's a husband, so I don't know if he listens to the show, so I'll email him back. But I want to remind people, you can't
give
Patreon.
It's not possible to do it through Patreon. You can, however, give the gift of Supercast.
Yes.
Some of you were saying that you didn't get the last Plasville. That is now up, by the way.
Well, this will be 4 days after that happened. Yeah.
Just saying it.
I like that.
So
just saying it.
If your husband wants to get you Patreon, so I don't know. He has to say things less to you.
Yes, I'm looking.
You have to talk to him less. That you can give. You can go to Supercast and gift a subscription.
It's on our. If you just Google Reality Gaze and Supercast, I think the technical website is realitygazemulti.supercast.com.
Yeah.
So just Google it, and it'll go to our main page. And when you go to the page, if they scroll down, it'll show like the three tiers. But if you scroll a little bit more, it'll say gift. It's a little black box that says gift a subscription.
Gift a subscription.
You can do that, and then away you go, you free to hoe.
Also, Smothered is coming back December 12th.
That's my gift that I wanted.
I think we manifested that. I'm calling it. Also, Jennifer
We Love- did mar- manifest marrying Brittany.
Yes.
That was us.
Jennifer Love Hewitt should be thanking me because I manifested her Ghost Whisperer reboot.
Apparently, they're going to be doing that. Yeah.
And the Crappin's Christmas specials, which will start airing the 25th, I believe. Sometime in between the dates of Christmas and New Year's.
What do you think of the new announcement? I emailed it to you, but I want to know, what do you think of the new announcement of Jennifer Lopez doing Kiss of the Spider Woman with Bill Condon?
Well,
I don't know that show at all.
It's a fantastic score.
Oh, it is.
It's such a gay musical.
Oh,
it's
it is
so gay.
Ooh.
What's about it? It's literally it's in I'm going to say, is it Latin America or South America? It's a prison, and this kind of gay man, and they have a political prisoner as his cellmate.
Really?
Yeah, and it's how they get along and how they become close.
Cheetah Rivera was in
Cheetah
there.
Cheetah Rivera and Barrett and Raul Julia.
Ah, I remember when Vanessa Williams did a remake of it.
She was, you mean a revival?
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams.
Bill
yes.
Condon, big old queen. You know you're gay, not only when you're a musical theater director, but you're Ina Garten's friend. That's gay. That's another level
that
of gay.
That is true.
He directed Chicago,
I
y'all.
Think it's great. No, he didn't. That's Rob Marshall.
You're thinking Marshall, of Rob Marshall, another gay. What did Bill Condon, did he do it?
Who Dream did, Girls.
Dream Girls, yes, sorry.
I feel like three-fourths of the show is us doing, it's me,
yeah.
me hearing you and going, that's not right.
Ronnie and Ben said the same thing. They do it too.
It doesn't make it right.
It is. It's just what happens.
So, I said I would be great if she could act. I said what I said. I said what I said. She can dance. She can
sing-ish.
Sing? She can sing. Remember when she said, "Let's get loud" at the inauguration?
That was great. That was great when she said that. Oh, I loved that so much. Oh, that was so self-serving.
I mean, she's who she is. You know what? I'm glad she's getting that made. It's actually a beautiful story with a great score. So I'm happy that it's getting done. Was she the one to play the Spider Woman? Probably not.
But is the Spider Woman supposed to be older?
The Spider Woman is supposed to be kind of ethereal and mysterious.
Because why not? I'm thinking like Ariana DeBose. Is she too young?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know the type. I'm just spitballing here.
She also needs to be a little bit older.
Okay.
And she also needs to have this kind of camp appeal. So she's got that going.
Are you a Spider Woman?
I would love to do the role. My dancing may need some work, though. Usually she's Latina as well.
Jake, you can't just hump the pole. You can't hump the spider web, Jake.
I'm certain. I also, y'all have seen the thing for Capote and his swans. The thing. I'm a little upset I wasn't contacted to audition even.
It's a good time to be a gay man.
I did say I was offer only, so I think that might have hurt my chances.
You can use that for Piano Cat, not for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll just soldier on. I think that's it for the announcements.
All right. So when are you going to South Carolina, though?
The 18th.
Oh, so you're finishing on the 15th, and then you're traveling. So you will be fully in a Mercury retrograde with your mother.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Retrograde with my mother. The last Almodovar film.
I don't know who that is, but that's funny.
Pedro Almodovar?
Oh, I've heard that name. They made something.
Yeah, they made something all right.
Good for them. Put your name out there. Anything else? I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I must soak up every speech of sunlight to ever when I get back to Michigan.
Who's watching Coco? I guess Gino's family.
I guess so. Y'all, Gino comes in from taking Coco for a walk.
We dab Coco.
Come on, Coco.
And he walks in the bedroom and Gino goes, "What are you doing?" And Jasmine goes, "I'm cooking." She's folding laundry. It's very obvious. She's folding laundry on their just sad living. She really does need to decorate this place.
I'm going to say this.
It needs a woman's touch. And I hate that phrase, but it needs it.
I know. I hate that touch too.
Yeah.
Or I hate that
well,
that
you
phrase.
Don't like that touch.
I also
either.
Hate touch. In
you
general.
Hate touch. Even some manly touch, but I don't you mind. Really don't like a woman's
I don't
touch.
Mind being pawed at. I don't like a touch, though.
You don't like,
I like
sweet
a, no,
little touches.
No, get away from me.
You need to be like.
I need to be like
slapped,
roughed, or pushed around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that sweet caress.
It's not in your nature.
Look, some pawing and some rough, callous,
probably that
hands.
Soft petting would make you shed your skin too early.
Yeah.
I
want to be pet, like, you know how you pet a cat hard? And they're like, row.
That is you.
That's what I want. And then I bite you.
That is what you do.
No, I was going to say, I feel like that watching them is always funny to me.
I love it.
And I think they both have a sense of humor in how their relationship is being depicted on television.
Yeah,
I think
great.
They get it. I don't get tired of watching them. Sorry, dick pic in the middle of the show, am I bothering you? Literally, it's about scheduling auditions, and I've been waiting for that text.
So sorry.
So, and that's why I turned my phone over. Son of a bitch.
I'm just doing what you do to me.
Well, yours are always, unless your father was like,
no, mine are not important because they're not yours.
That's it.
Just admit it.
Thank you. I'm glad you've said it. So they basically, Dana, he went to go see his cousin Dana. And Dana even says, well, you probably should have told her about your bachelor party.
It's a flashback. We don't see it. Yeah.
And you should be honest with her. And then he apologizes for not telling her.
He does.
And then she can't even take that. She goes, why would anyone want to touch half-naked women?
But didn't she have a bachelorette party with dicks? Did she not see strippers? I don't remember.
I don't remember that. I don't know if she did or not. I do not know. But she's like, what is... He's like, it's a tradition in this country. And she's like, what is the tradition? To touch the strippers? To sleep with strippers? To have them give you a blowjob?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's the tradition. Maybe killed one.
Then you're dead. Then you're meeting the wrong strippers.
I don't think that's what a bachelor party is for.
No.
I would actually be upset if my intended did
it. Well,
yeah. Yeah. I know that's a cliche. But then again, our marriage would probably be open, so maybe I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I don't.
maybe I wouldn't care. What am I talking about?
I don't think you would.
I'll never get married again. The eighth time was a charm. So then she keeps saying, then she starts on with the lip gloss and all the things about how she can't trust him.
Which he kind of glosses over. They drop that.
And then she says, he's like, I wish you could let that go. I love you and I've never cheated on you and I will never cheat on you and I never have. I believe him. I really do believe him.
I don't think he's physically cheated on her. I bet you in the first part of their relationship, he probably was having sexual conversations with other women for a while.
That I believe, but I think his idea of what cheating is physical.
Yeah. Yes. And so I was just about to add, so she would freak out about it. But
Yeah.
But
I think
she's also been talking to Dane.
That's true. So, her ex.
So really, that's why I kind of like watching their things, because Jasmine's hysterics. Y'all, she has no high heel to stand on.
No stiletto. So, but she says, I'm going to give him the opportunity to prove he's the man for me. But y'all, we're going bowling. I've got to say, Jasmine says, this is an excuse for people to eat fast food.
100%. 100%.
That's why I go to baseball games.
To eat hot dogs, yeah.
And garlic fries.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about a baseball game.
That and their asses. Baseball players have good asses.
I agree.
I actually prefer to sit more in the outfield in a baseball game because you can look at their asses more.
Do you pay attention to the game at all?
No, not really.
I actually like baseball. I like watching the sport of baseball.
I mean, tennis is my sport, but baseball probably would be my second.
See, I just find watching tennis to be boring.
Oh, I'll scream at the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find people say that baseball is a boring sport, but I like sitting back and watching them hit the ball. And
I think it's very relaxing.
Throwing the ball and
it's
catching
boring on TV,
the ball.
But it's fun. I have a great time. Yeah. Well, I have a great time going to a Dodgers game until you start screaming wearing your Atlanta Braves hat, and then I have to remind you that a Giants fan was once killed at Dodgers Stadium, so
I got
shut
a big mouth
up.
When it comes to sports.
Yeah, I don't go to baseball games with him anymore. It's his life on the line.
It did get a little scary sometimes.
Dodger fans are fucking rough.
Yeah, someone yelled at me one time and said, look at this fucker wearing this, and I was like, okay.
I was like, just keep walking.
I didn't do the tomahawk chop, thank God.
Which you did when you went with me and we went on my law office ticket. So we're like in the fourth row behind the Dodger dugout. By the way, I just want to say this. I love Jasmine's short hair. It takes 10 years off of her.
I think it looks good on her.
It looks really good. I know that she's been on an alopecia or propecia or
alopecia. She's had
journey.
Alopecia. Yeah.
Looks
so,
great.
So, she says, it smells in here like shoes, farts, and sweat. And I went, check, check, check. That's the bowling alley.
That's what bowling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he gets like fries, pretzels, beer, nachos. And she says, I am not cleaning the toilet after this. He's like, I'll go. She's like, I'll go with the bowling alley. And even she has to die laughing.
She laughs at that too. So Jasmine's really good at it. She's doing granny bowl or what's it called?
I like sports that can be more physical, but I am good at it. Good.
What is it called when you, granny shot? Yeah, granny bowl. That's what they used to call it.
Is that what they call it?
When you play basketball and you shoot it between your legs.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, do you never play basketball?
I did, but I didn't shoot it between my legs.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't very good at basketball. The ball hit me in the nose one time that I was dribbling.
It wasn't easy for me. I bet it was very hard.
It was hard to dribble and walk.
It's a space thing, too. Yeah. A depth perception. You don't have that.
I don't have a lot of good depth perception.
I just imagine just a little pooch just hitting yourself in the face over and over with the ball.
Also, I felt like I needed to hit the ball instead of dribble it.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it either. Basketball was not my sport. I wasn't bad at tennis, actually, and I was pretty good at baseball.
But you didn't start playing tennis until
I played it some in middle school.
Oh,
we thought we were going to change schools, and they had a tennis team, and so I did a summer camp, and I was actually not bad.
It's definitely the gay sport.
That's why I did it, because the outfits lured me in. And then who knows, I loved... Yeah, I just wanted to put sweater over my shoulders and talk about Buffy. That's literally why I wanted to play tennis. And then I got into it, and I was like, well, this is fun. And no, I haven't played pickleball. I'm not against it. I just haven't played pickleball. I played baseball until I was in sixth grade. I was, ironically, a pretty good pitcher. Didn't transfer in life.
Haven't pitched since sixth grade.
Haven't pitched since sixth grade.
Anyway, y'all.
They're going to go to Miami.
He says, well, I like it with the first thing. He's like, how about a vacation? Where's a fun and exciting place? She goes, Hawaii. And she goes, that's expensive.
It's too expensive.
We got a wedding soon. And he says, what about Miami? And she goes, my love language is our vacation. She's like, your love language is money.
Which is true.
Anyway, y'all.
Miami.
You just know that Gino is an obsessive packer. Like, because he's like. He's like, we'll just buy something when we get here. He's like, no, we won't do that. No.
Because he didn't want to spend the money either. So he wants to bring everything. He's like a Boy Scout. So they get to the airport. They land in Miami. And Jasmine goes, goodbye, cold Michigan. we see her strip. She says, I'm like a cactus. I need to absorb all of the sun that I get like a cactus.
And so y'all... This is the beginning. Remember I called this.
You did say this.
This is the beginning. She's talking in Spanish to the Uber driver. And then as soon as she knows, you know, she's like, this fucking gringo hasn't made the effort to learn any Spanish in 3 fucking years.
It's pretty ridiculous. Well, and he tells her, a lot of people don't know this about Miami, but a lot do, but there are parts of Miami that you go to where English is not spoken at all.
Yeah, you don't have to speak English.
And so that obviously makes Jasmine
Poodle was very confused when he was there.
Oh, really?
He would go up to someone in the airport, and he's like, excuse me, and they would go, "Kay?" And he would go, friend, don't you speak English? This is America.
America.
Gratis.
Me go. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Manny, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Anyway, so they...
No, but you didn't finish your sentence. What you predicted is that
she's going to move him to Florida. I don't know if it's going to be Miami because they can't afford it.
They can't afford Miami.
But
Tamps!
They could afford Bradenton where Nicole lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocala where my brother lived. Maybe they could do like Naples area. That's beautiful, I've heard.
I just think she's going to get him to move down there.
I think it'll be, you know, he is close to his family. It makes me sad if they move down there because the chances of having the family Gino as a show would be less.
I don't think we need his family is kind of awful with the exception of like his cousin's wife.
That's true. Maybe we just
don't. I don't want his family,
but they would have to be a cheaper place. Maybe they would be like, cause she's not going to want to be up in the panhandle.
No. Oh, fuck no. I don't either.
But she wants to be in a place where there's, yeah.
No, it would need to be at least
Spanish speaking people.
Southern Florida.
Mid at least.
Yeah.
At least. I feel like is Tampa considered mid Florida or Southern?
You know, I don't know. I think it's further down there, but it's not all the way down.
I'm looking forward to going to that city.
It's like halfway down the dick. Like you slide halfway down.
Florida does kind of look like a big dick that can't get hard. Mm-hmm. That's just too big. Yeah. Anyway, she's happy, but it makes her miss her family. And she said, when I told my son, he said that I was going to Florida. He said, oh, good. That means my mom is closer to me. And that touched my heart.
And last thing, he's like, Jasmine, don't put your phone over the railing. You might drop it.
they FaceTime her son. That was funny. I get nervous about that, too.
Oh, come on.
No, not
you're not going to drop it.
No, I don't get nervous about me. I get nervous about it with you.
I'm holding my phone very clearly.
You drop things all the time.
I am a dropper.
You are.
I'm a dropper. I fully admit that.
You
know who
that.
Else is a dropper? The person who lives above me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Consistently dropping things.
Before we talk about the next couple, there's not much we have to say about it, but I just know you all care. New season of Drag Race announced, by the way. Did you see the cast? I didn't know any of the queens.
I did see the new season.
Did you know any of the queens?
No.
I feel like there's usually a couple of queens we know that are already famous, but this is like a whole group of...
I think queens are becoming famous now on the internet before anything else.
Well, that makes me feel old.
That's the way things are.
Well, it's coming out in January, so I'm telling you that because I've already had like four of you message me.
We're not covering the show.
I know, they know we watch.
People sent me the trailer.
Yeah, watch the trailer. It's really cute. God, what is she doing up there?
Moving a Doric column. marble. It's the only thing possible that noise. Rob and Sophie. Y'all, we're getting, I will say this. I know most of you who listen are like us, and you just either fast forward or grit your teeth through both Rob and Sophie and Justin and Nikki. And besides those two, I enjoy this season. I think, and now with Sam and citrus fruit,
yeah,
or Citra, I think it's I don't mind this season at all.
What if Sam and Citra's storyline is shortened because he ends up going to jail? That'll be a first.
Jesus,
it could happen.
I think it's that they're having to. They have such an elevated or an escalated,
yeah, escalated
process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just.
Also,
Rob is just so boring to me.
Didn't they announce Happily Ever After in March?
Yeah.
There's March 17th. No way this is going to continue through March. February. Well, maybe.
No, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it will. Because we'll have four episodes in January, four in Feb.
Tell all. It's two or a three-parter.
So it's
possible.
And I can
see with this cast, them definitely do a three-parter and do kind of like they did the one. Was it Happily Ever After or what was it where they all kind of mingled with one another?
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, because Single Life is coming in January. Y'all be sure to go to our Instagram because we did like a
Single Life January 1st.
Who's your fantasy? Yeah, who's your fantasy cast we for don't, Single Life?
They have not announced the cast yet, which is absurd.
They should soon. And then, but yes, March 17th, I believe St. Patrick's Day is when Happily Ever After is dropping.
We don't know who's going to be on it yet. I'm really hoping it's, we need to give Andre and Libby some rest.
Well, there is, did you also see that we don't cover this?
Diaries.
Coming
there, back.
There's a lot of people on Diaries. Actually, there were some old people that I was interested in seeing.
Like who? like what?
Who was it?
Caesar and Tom and I'm not interested in either of those. Caesar, maybe, just going to the nail salon.
Oh,
and riding and sitting on the couch in his bike helmet.
There was because 90 Day Diaries, is that the one where they film it on their phone?
They film it on their phones.
That's the part I don't love. It's gonna be let's see. Here you go. It's going to be in, and when does that come on? 90 Day Diaries, we should have talked about this before because people care. Yeah, March 17th is Happily Ever After. And 90 Day Diaries is, where is it?
Isn't that something that comes on Discovery Plus? Maybe not. I don't know.
Let's see. Seven Little Johnsons, that sounds dirty. 90 Day Diaries is January 8th at 9 p.m. So it's going to be on the network. We're not going to be able
to
cover
it because
we're not going to have time. But the cast members this season are going to be, Patrick and Thais, Kara and Guillermo.
Okay.
This is what, Stephen and Olga.
Wow, yeah. That's a blast from the past. Erin, they have two children now.
Yeah, Erin and Liz. Ugh.
Fuck that.
But Elizabeth and Andre.
Okay, so that's a good sign
so I think,
that they may not be on Happily Ever After.
Ari and Benny.
Boy. I don't want to see any of that.
Oh, I kind of almost want to do now. Brandon and Julia. Haven't had them in a while. And then Tom and Caesar.
Well, Tom, comma, Caesar.
But it does say Tom and Caesar
I know, it's,
in the press release.
It's a mistake.
David and Annie. Jenny and Sumit. And then also, and it says, Kim, I guess Kim Bali?
I guess so.
Maybe they're calling, I don't know. It says Kim Courtney.
That I'd watch.
And Sinjin. I gotta say, we're not gonna have enough time. If we did, I kind of would watch this. I'm probably gonna watch it. We're just not gonna cover it. Maybe I'll do like with Lost Resort. I'll watch it and I'll do a little update.
You just went Lost Resort.
Lost Resort.
So that's a good. I've already predicted it's definitely Ashley and Manuel. Gino and Jasmine are definitely on it.
Happily ever, yeah, I feel like. Although they probably need to give them a break after the other way in 90 Day, but they won't.
No.
I think Bilal's going to be back in Shida.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're back. Right. Yeah. Barf!
Anyway, but right now, we'll say that it's all about Single Life. So let us know on our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Vote with your emoji who you think's going to be on.
Well, we're Rob and Sophie, we are right after the bye-bye-bye reveal.
Did you see, I shared it on our Insta, actually. Did you see Chris and Wah from DocuCity's reenactment of this?
Yes.
It was so...
She went... I'm bye.
You guys, if you're not following DocuSweetie's really Instagram and TikTok, you're missing it. They're funny.
So he's not saying anything. And then y'all, because in what universe did we think he'd have a good reaction?
Well, at first he says, you know, in his talking head, he's like, well, it's not a bad thing. But then he says, but it just raises new questions. And I do. It's not that I disagree with how he feels, because he is right. Or I think that's valid. If someone told me I'm bi and I said, okay, have you explored this sexuality at all or anything? And they say, no, I would go, do you have concerns of getting married at 22 years old? You say you're bi.
That is the only thing. That is the only thing that he said that I thought had credence.
I think that's not the way he said it.
Yeah.
But I think that is 100% valid. That on top of that, she also already basically told him she didn't want to have kids. I would be like, I don't know if I could trust you.
It didn't read that way to me. Let me see what the first thing he said.
I don't like saying it.
Because I want to track through this. The first thing he said is, this is something you should have told me 2.5 years ago. Blame.
That was terrible.
Shame.
And she says, I didn't know that then.
Or she, as she says it, I wasn't accepting of it.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that should have happened, or you know, you can never manage how this is going to work. But in an ideal world, it would be the first thing would be thank you for trusting me enough to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. So mm-hmm. if this ever happens in your life, or someone needs to come out to you, just. It's nice to say thank you for trusting me enough,
or at least depending on the situation
and validating
sometimes
them.
Somebody's married to someone and
right.
they come out. That's a different thing. Like obviously that could be. You don't have to just say this is great. Obviously, if it affects your life, but the way Rob immediately jumps to a blame.
It's blame
that you should have told me earlier.
Yep. And then he starts basically interrogating. Have you been with a woman? And she says, I have not dated a woman. Very interesting language she's using. Even though she says I haven't dated a woman, didn't she said she'd never hooked up with a woman?
You would know interesting language being interrogated by a spouse.
Yeah.
You know how to talk around it.
Oh,
she didn't fully say she.
Mm-hmm.
She did. I didn't think about it till you just said it. She did kind of dance around it a little bit.
Now, then he goes into his. Then he says, this was completely stupid. He's like, well, this is ridiculous because most girls are attracted to women. They can appreciate other women's beauty. And I went, that's not being attracted to. I can appreciate a woman's beauty and not want to fuck her or not want to be attracted to them.
I agree. Again, even if he had said, so when you say bi, does that mean are you just attracted and see the beauty in other women or you actually want to be with them? The fact that he basically is mansplaining her sexuality to her and what that is to her, instead of a curious questioning, he's just saying, shaming her with, well, most girls are like this, so you're probably just like them. You're not bi.
What he is undermining here is bi as a description of a sexuality. What he is because obviously when someone says I'm bisexual, I'm bi, that means that I find both genders, both sexes attractive. This is something that I would probably want to pursue sexually. And that's understood. And so he's trying to change what he thinks the definition of it is. Mm-hmm. It's really awful. And he's basically, it's this mansplaining, but he's trying to tell her what she believes. And then he says, so you'd have sex with a woman. And she says, I would, yes.
But he says, you want to fuck a woman, but you're cool with never doing it. And she dances around the question again and says, I'm cool with marrying you.
Well, I would say the same thing because
it's true, but what, I just want to say that like this is kind of her problem is that she doesn't.
Well, he's dealing with absolutes here.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with the idea that if we got married, which is then that's the funniest part about this is because they've both been accused of being now that he's been accused of infidelity and basically owned up to it. And now he is having second thoughts about marrying someone where he's saying, and you'll never have sex with a woman. What does that make you feel like?
It's gross.
So
he's like, so it sounds like though, which I would worry about this too, but the way he says, it just sounds like 10 years from now, you're going to be out of this. You're done.
Well, it's just that you would cheat on me with a woman. And she said, if that did happen, if it did happen that I was attracted to a woman, I would tell you, and we would try to work something out. We would try to at least talk about it.
Well, then he said, though, but you don't get a side relationship. If a girl wants to be with a woman, then we can hook up together.
You said it in a much nicer way.
Well, that's true.
We'd fuck a girl together.
Whoa.
So.
Not familiar.
This is when it turns into you're not having a side relationship because that would mean you're choosing someone else besides me. That'll never happen. It'll have to be you and me and the girl. Already, y'all, there's no discussion.
No.
About this. He is micromanaging her bisexuality. And it is so hard to watch.
It's not. And really, you see that is their relationship dynamic, period. Is that I like Sophie. She's fine, but she's also a wet blanket. She doesn't know how to stand up for herself. She doesn't know how to. I don't think she knows who she is.
Well, I want to say this.
She gets walked on a lot. Walked over a lot.
I think you have to look, and this is sad, but I think you have to learn not to be walked over.
Yes.
Especially being a young woman in this world. I think your parents have to either teach you that, but a lot of times you're not taught how to stand up for yourself in this world.
Yeah, I don't mean it in a blame way. I just mean that's where she is in her life. She just accepts and doesn't assert herself.
Yeah.
And that's the dynamic of their relationship is that Rob tells her what to do.
Also, you kind of assume that not everyone is going to control you and treat you like shit.
Yeah.
And I think she's been with, maybe she has a history of people that, maybe he's the first one who's been like that.
You
I don't
just
know.
Can
probably
tell
not.
She feels, no, not. You can tell that she feels very unlovable.
Yeah. It's a shame. I like her.
Even in the whole episode, the way she lets him talk to her and accept it here, but then also too the fact that she just, when they were doing the ring shopping, I thought, here you are totally fine with a $250 ring. Like when you, or at least advertising that you can, that you make your own money and then you can pay for something nicer and you just accept it. I can't imagine. Sissy said that she either had or has an OnlyFans. I can't imagine her having the...
Nope, Kyle said that.
Yeah, I can't imagine that she... She must have like a different persona or something. I can't imagine her doing that. Because it's
know.
So putting yourself out there.
I think people can do anything they want to on the internet.
I've heard.
Yeah, you would
people
know.
People can be anyone they want to
that's
on the internet.
Yeah,
you put
true.
A pup mask on me and who knows what happens.
You got to stop saying that. I'm getting too many ads on my Facebook of those now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Someone sent a thing to our Facebook group that had one of those penis cages that they got on their face. They're like, I can only assume this is from listening to the podcast.
Not my fault.
You're welcome. I had to tell you what they were. I'm kind of shocked that you didn't know what they were.
I'm kind of proud that I didn't.
You're such a little Mary Jane.
I still have room to explore. You don't need to hit me with a 57 Chevy at 72 miles per hour on the side just for me to feel something in my ass.
75.
It's gone up. It used to be 50.
It's always going to go up. Yo, the stakes just keep on climbing. They do walk in, and then he keeps saying, "Will you be happy with just me?" And this is the worst thing. He's going to use this against her time and time and time again. And
he's always going to go back to that. Like if there's some type of doubt in the relationship, and he'll say, "Well, how do I know you're just not going to leave me for a woman?"
Every time she's mad at him.
I will say there's a validity, not validity. Well, it would bring up my own insecurity of dating someone who is bi. And I know this, and I say my insecurity because I know it's not the actual reality of the situation.
Yeah.
People who are bi can be attracted to another sex and have a long monogamous relationship or whatever they want with other people.
But I've dated bi guys.
I would be in a long-term relationship. My own self-doubt would come up of saying, well, am I going to be enough for you? Like, because you're going to need to be with a woman one day. I think,
you know, but it's to
but
me.
I would own it that it's my bullshit.
But to me, and this is me, that's not my binary to have.
No, I agree. Yeah, I'm just saying that it would trigger, and it triggers on Rob, this like whatever emotional brokenness he has and vulnerability he has. But he's never going to acknowledge that because this guy is like, in like he probably says he is, but this guy wouldn't know vulnerability. Well, if it was a 75 Chevy or hitting at 75 miles an hour, he wouldn't know at all. And that's what he does is he takes his vulnerability and twists it to weaponize it to shame her.
Yeah. But trying to dating a person who says that they're bi, I understand what you're saying about it would make me think I'm not good enough for them. I think that's something that the person who's bi would need to say. That's not it at all. And I don't think she can say this.
Yeah.
It's not about that you're not enough. It is about me opening up to you, telling that I'm attracted to both men and women. And if something does happen, this is not about your worth at all.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people hearing that, it's a scarcity mindset. They think, oh, this person's going to leave me. And I feel, I know bisexual people get that all the time.
Yeah.
Because the guy I talked a lot about, especially one guy who I dated for quite a while. And the amount of like jokes that people made or people that he was in relationships with about, well, I just know you're going to go fuck a guy or fuck another girl or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for him.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this made me, anyway, he walks right in, y'all, and says, white gold, the cheapest ring possible. They find something. This is the thing, y'all. If you're, there's got to be a better way to go to a jewelry store. If you can only afford $500, there's got to be a way to make it fun that you're not buying $250 brass rings. That, like, let's say you wanted to go, you can find like jewelry store like fake things for $10 each. I think I'd rather have a $10 ugly ring than a $250 ring.
Yeah.
That's what's weird to me about this. Get your nice rings later.
Well, it goes back to what I was saying. Rob feels inadequate.
Yeah.
He feels like a loser because
he kind of is.
Yeah.
But instead of owning that, this is what I'm saying. He walks into that jewelry store and he takes that insecurity and he uses it to like swing his dick around because he's not. It's not what he's saying to the jeweler. It's what he's saying to her.
Yeah, what
you're
she's worth.
Worth only this. And instead of saying, "I feel really shitty that I can only afford this ring, but this is what I can afford for you," that's such a better place to go in.
I would love to have been in the room when they were casting this couple, because anyone who has an eye for casting would go, "This is not good." Or he is completely unlikable.
That's probably why they cast him. They even said 90 Day does not cast people we like. They cast people we talk about. They've said that.
Yeah, but I think there's a big difference between someone like Rob and Big Ed.
There is, but with Rob, he is not like, but Sophie is very likable.
True.
So I think that's what balances out.
Ugh. This guy just makes me feel sick when I watch him.
Let's move on. I'm done too.
I don't have a lot more to say.
That's it.
The next one is Nikki and Justin.
There wasn't as much with this.
I'd rather talk about it in theoretics because it makes me sick to talk about them in reality because I don't think anything's real.
Yeah, Justin's chasing after her and he's saying like, you know, I needed physical stuff. I didn't know. He's still saying, I didn't know that we were beginning a relationship, which I think is bullshit, but whatever.
Well, I want to clarify. He said, I didn't know when our relationship started because everything wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
She knows very well because you know when it was? When she started giving him money again.
Probably,
and
yeah.
And that's what she said.
Oh, yeah. But I do think when someone filled a K-1 visa for me, if they're filing a marriage visa, I would think it's pretty serious.
I don't know how clear she made that to him, though.
No, that's true.
And so I don't want to defend him saying I didn't know when we were blah, blah, blah official. Because when he says, as soon as we got engaged, it was nobody else. And then
I don't know if I believe that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I like him a lot less than you. Yeah, I know you don't love him, but he gives
me. It's not even me liking him.
He gives me the creeps. I don't trust him.
Okay.
There's too much waffling and wishy-washiness about it. And just, I think it seems like he blames a lot of people or a lot of things about communication. But at the same time, like, there is this kind of common denominator how a lot of the way he's viewing this, even though she's trans, he's trying to view this as a heterosexual or cis, whatever relationship, which is part of the problem.
I think that's how she wants it too.
No, I do too. Yeah. So I just feel like there's some absolutes that he says, well, I didn't understand. I'm a little over this excuse of not clear. But I don't know.
Right, but that isn't it for both of them?
For both of them too. But I think it's a shared responsibility for both of them. I don't think it's all on her for she didn't, maybe she didn't communicate to him of when their date, of when they were exclusive. But I do think it's pretty understood in any, if someone is filing a marriage visa for me.
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't know how clear that was.
Yeah.
And or how, what that was or when that, if he even knew about it.
Maybe it'll be a tell-all thing that they'll clear up.
Well, what she said is, as soon as we started talking together, hers is, well, first of all, she says, we were talking. And he's like, yeah, we were talking, but we didn't know if we were together. And then she's like, you mean even we were in Mexico? And what, actually, I think her version of their relationship is extremely heteronormative. Like, and especially in a way that is almost conservative. In if we were going on vacation together, you were absolutely never hooking up with the girls. And she keeps saying, you were fucking bitches. You were fucking bitches. And it is just, it basically everything that she is doing for him that she's accusing him of is getting out of her control. It doesn't seem like a relationship. She was giving him money, and she assumed, and the K-1 visa was the ultimate control. And the fact that he was hooking up with other girls, or he's never really announced, he never really fully admitted, but he did say, I had sex friends.
Yeah.
And he said, but it didn't mean anything. And she's so insecure that the fact he was choosing someone else, I knew it was because someone else. So it's the fact that she can't be the number one chosen one in control all the time that really pisses her off. Mm-hmm. She has the most character flaws of anyone this season.
Yeah, she's flawed. I mean, for sure. Oh, God, Tommy's freaking out. It's blinking.
Oh.
Yeah, she definitely, I mean,
she's
that's been established.
She's a nightmare to be in a relationship with.
Yeah, they're a bad combination for, I mean, again, I feel like she, I mean, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I think that she has, it's kind of a little bit like Rob. She has so much insecurity about who she is and not feeling unloved that when Justin triggers those things, because that is a very normal trigger. This guy's not fucking me. Who is he fucking? To be triggered by that, but then to use it, she uses it to weaponize and control instead of saying kind of from a vulnerable place, do you even love me? Like we got a little bit of that in the episode where she's like, are we friends? Like, but she's doesn't go about it well.
Later on, she says, people like me with my past don't have many options, especially with a good looking person.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, oh, sadly, a lot, that's just a gross. When she said that, I went, that so explains how you feel about yourself. Like, if you're not with someone good looking, then you're not worthy.
And the fact
that a lot of people think that.
I agree. But the fact that she's seeing the Instagramness of it all.
I mean, that sadly is the world we're living in now with a lot of people.
Anyway, so later on, she's packing. She says,
he just kind of lays on her lap. It's weird. She's crying. He just puts his head on her lap, and it looks like a mother and child, and it was creepy.
And then, then it gets to, it's her shame spiral, and he's trying to stop her, but it's not, it's trying to weaponize it to hurt him, because she says, now I know why you didn't want to make love to me. I feel betrayed and used, because this is comfortable for her. This is who she's trying to be the whole season, because this is how she feels strongest in a weird way. This feels normal.
She's used to, it feels normal for her to, because honestly, she's probably had a lot of people in relationships fuck her over in her life. So she's used to just feeling betrayed
That's why she sabotaged the whole thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I don't mean, I think that, because again, that's a valid point to say, again, that vulnerability of you're having sex with other women, not me. Okay, possibly, but then to use it as, because it's wrapped in this confusion and just, again, weaponizing her pain.
And then y'all, it all comes back to cold hard cash. At the end, she's like, because she said, I helped him financially. And that's what she can't get away from, that she got tricked monetarily. And that's the worst part of it. And then
I don't think that's the worst part of it. I think the worst part of it for her is that he does not want to have sex with her. I think that's the worst thing. But then right under that is money.
But this is what she's known, that he doesn't want to have sex with her for this song, but she finds out. That's when she spirals completely, that it was money. He took her money and was still, she kept saying, fucking other bitches.
Don't forget I love you.
And then he says,
he does say, though, I totally feel bad. He's like, I told some truth. And maybe to translate, but I'm like, but why does it not feel like you haven't told the whole truth? I think there is, I do think that it makes her spiral as well, as that he is withholding things from her and he's dropping little things. And she goes, because when she said, now I felt this in my gut and now it all makes sense. I do think that's her pattern, but I think also there's been things that she just, you know, when you're with someone or any situation, something in your gut feeling feels off. I think she's been feeling this offness for her because she doesn't know what's been. I don't think they know really about each other's lives very much. And that's pretty apparent now that they're
together. I want to bring one thing up. I said, it's interesting that she has said, she still wants a fully committed relationship, kind of a heteronormative relationship.
Mm-hmm.
However, what she has encouraged him to do and what he has done for her is, as a trans person, he has introduced her to his friends, to his family. He has done the heavy lifting here
mm-hmm.
to make her feel like a part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not even really said anything about it, but she still wants their relationship to be extremely heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that so interesting. and anyway, and then she keeps saying, then the last thing she says, and this is how I would say it was about money. If I'd have known, and power basically, if I would have known all of this, I would have stopped the visa.
Yeah.
It's all control and power. I don't know if she knows what love is.
You don't. We don't love yourself.
Yeah. But I think of everybody. Rob is similar. I don't know if he knows what that is. But I just don't know. I think her definition of that is two people mutually hurting each other until they say each other sorry.
I mean, it almost reminds you of a Lalu relationship where there always has to be drama for them just to feel like there's a relationship.
Oh, she can't get off my screen, and him, they can't get off my screen quickly enough. Ugh.
If they stay together, they'll be back. She does too much. She does probably too much good sound bites and stuff. I can see them having her back on.
I disagree. I don't think she's great TV at all.
I'm just saying, Sharp likes it when we talk about people. If Big Ed isn't the example and Angela,
I think both of them have more natural charisma on camera than Nikki does.
I do too. I do too.
Nikki's trying too hard.
She does, but she's gotten cast in all these reality shows for something.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I hope not, but
it's Jabri energy is what it is.
Oh. I felt like, did I see that? No, they're not on 90 Day Diaries. Thank God.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. So there you go. That's your part one. Part two, we're going to be talking about Clayton.
We got the shitty people taken care of.
Clayton, Annalie, Devin.
Sam and Citra.
Nick, Sam and Citra. Yeah. So, all right. You know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you find all of our show information. Ooh, this coffee just kicked in.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be up for part two.
Y'all, there's an In-N-Out truck out there and that's catering to, and all I can think about is In-N-Out, but they you have to have a ticket. And
they're doing a company event.
A company event. So if I went out there, they would even give me a hamburger if I wanted to pay for it.
And I know you sissies in Texas say In-N-Out's not good. And
you're wrong. Right.
It's not as good there. It's like Sonic. Sonic is not as good here. In-N-Out is not as good in Texas. In California, it's fantastic. Anyway. Do they like gay people? I don't know. In-N-Out. I hope
that Bible verses on there.
I know
cups.
It worries me. Oh well, I love it animal style. All right, everybody, we call these people lonely
Yikes.
Hearts because interpret that how you want. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah, and if you want to tell someone you're bi, maybe give them a gift.
A bye basket. Here's my bye basket.
Here's my bye. Maybe, especially, you know what? No, everyone's going to be better than Rob at doing this.
Everyone.
Tell people you're bye.
And you know
tell
what?
Someone you're bye today.
Tell Rob to suck it.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. See you next week.
Bye.